So there is a movie, recent, not so recent movie, a few years ago that, you know, there was a conversation in there about Jesus, and one of the characters said that their image, you probably will know this movie when I tell you this. I'm not going to name the movie, but one of the characters says, you know, I like to imagine Jesus this way. I like to imagine Jesus wearing one of those tuxedo t-shirts. And people are looking at him like, what? And it's like, yeah, like a tuxedo t-shirt. It's like, it's formal, right? But I'm here for the party. And, you know, there's a lot that was going on in that scene, but it's a great image of Jesus being ready for a celebration. Certainly he showed up at a lot of dinner parties, and there was things that happened at those dinner parties that were interesting, to say the least. And I just know that Jesus must have loved being with people and celebrating. And that is what we're about to do. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkcloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing great and that you're ready for the party for sure. This Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church, we are kicking off a month of celebrations as we celebrate our 150th year of mission and ministry here in Sterling, Virginia. Even before it was called Sterling, our church was doing stuff. So our special theme for this year's celebration is expanding the table. It's a reminder that for a century and a half, this congregation has welcomed neighbors and served our community by feeding both body and soul. So throughout October, our worship will focus on our stories of faithfulness, both old and new, and the ways our table keeps growing. And you'll probably see lots of different things about this around our church, certainly around our tables, and we will, you know, kind of be at table with each other. Lots of cool things are coming up. You will be surprised by some of the things that will show up in our sanctuary this Sunday. So now this Sunday is also going to be a blast from the past, because we'll welcome back Reverend Randy Duncan, who served as the pastor here at Sterling from 2004 to 2015. And Randy will have a helpful reflection on how the people who preceded us, who were ahead of us at Sterling, were not just consumers of faith, but producers. And we're kind of the people that have benefited from that producers of faith. And the service will also be kind of in sort of an old-fashioned, new-fashioned way. We'll be having a very contemporary formatted worship service, and we'll have recent members of the CWT band, and it'll be great. We'll also welcome Virginia Delegate Atuza Reeser, who will be here with us to help celebrate our place in the Sterling community and bring greetings and you know, some notoriety to who we've been and what we're about to do. Now, our guiding scripture for this celebration and for the next few weeks of celebration comes from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 9 through 12. I'm going to read that for you. It's from the Common English Bible. And I just want to invite you to be thinking about meditating on this as we kind of remember and as we anticipate moving forward. So from Isaiah, written to a people that were kind of going through some stuff, emerging from some stuff, and having to make sense of all that. Isaiah 58, 9 through 12. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and God will say, I'm here. If you remove the yoke from among you, the finger pointing, the wicked speech, if you open your heart to the hungry, and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted. Your light will shine in the darkness, and your gloom will be like noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you, even in parched places. He will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account. The foundations of generations past, you will restore. You will be called mender of broken walls, restorer of livable streets. These verses call us to compassion and generosity and hope, not just for ourselves, but for the world that God so loves. As we gather and serve and celebrate this month, let's remember that we are both inheritors and builders, not just consumers of faith, but producers of builders of a legacy that stretches back 150 years. Now, as we have been doing for the last several weeks, I want to end with a classic recipe, one of those from our 150th anniversary Extending the Table cookbook. It's a tribute to the table that always has room for more. And today's recipe is great. It's shortbread squares submitted by Don Meyer. Now, of the recipes in our cookbook, this is the oldest. It's the oldest submitted for this, and it was brought to America from Scotland by Don's ancestors before the church was even founded. So for generations, this has been baked and enjoyed and lovingly passed down. In our 150th anniversary cookbook, you can find a photo of the original recipe clipped from a Scottish newspaper. So the ingredients are this. You need, by the way, this has all been kind of like worked through to make it a little bit more contemporary, but the ingredients and the spirit is there. So the ingredients are a pound of butter. You can use margarine too, of course. 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 2 egg yolks, and 5 cups unsifted all-purpose flour. So what you want to do is you want to, it's a great, great verb here, cream the butter or margarine until it's soft and smooth, and then gradually beat in the sugar until light and fluffy. You want to beat in the egg yolks, and then gradually add flour, working it until it's thoroughly blended. You knead the mixture in a bowl for about a minute or so, and then I want you to divide and pat down the dough into 9 by 3.5 inch baking pans, 1/4 inch thick. And then cut each pan of dough into 24 pieces. Prick it with a fork and then bake at 325 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes. Don't let it brown. If you let it brown, it's burnt. Okay. So don't let it brown. You want it to be kind of a pale yellow. And then you cut the pieces again while it's hot, and then let it cool. So, I love shortbread, and it's the the dessert of my people, and great with coffee, and just a great way to enjoy life. So, give it a go. It's a taste of heritage. Just one more way that we are remembering and giving thanks for those who have gone on before us. Even those Scots, and for the table that continues to grow, even for folks who are our neighbors now, folks from other parts of the world, from other parts. So you can find this recipe and more by downloading our free 150th anniversary Expanding the Table cookbook. And you can go and find a bunch of those great recipes, and also find some great anniversary content and all the details of our celebrations by doing this, by visiting us at sterlingumc.org/D, D as in dolphin, as in doggy, as in, yeah, D things, right? D150, that's making a difference. D150, sterlingumc.org/D150. So, hey, listen, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to our forecast for this week. And I look forward to seeing you. I hope to see you on Sunday, 10 o'clock, in person, online, whatever it is, wherever it is. God bless you. God bless us in our next steps together. So long, everybody.